Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out over there to AM 950 and FM 94.9 in Orlando. Hello, the answer, Orlando. And a special shout out goes out also to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Not everybody working on a third watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, let's not forget about our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail and the packages for everybody to get. Also, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers, thanks for tuning in. And our drivers, we just heard from Covington a while ago, Amazon drivers out there. And hello to Covington, hello to all the guys out there and gals. Now, follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All righty. And we're going up to the mountaintop up north of town here where she's got the view of the whole world up there. It's none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Yippee-yo, Cow Patty.
Good morning.
Yep. Well, it's a nice night there. There you go. Thanks, guys and gals. It's a nice night down here. It's not too bad. It's 68 degrees and a little bit cloudy, but you know, it's
foggy.
Comfy.
Got a little bit of rain.
Comfy yep. At the moment. Comfy. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to give a little update here for our listeners around the country as well as locally. I've had a lot of people calling and texting me and asking me how Congressman Greg Stubbe's doing. Of course, he became somewhat of a household name during the last campaign. He was one of the people that was on TV a lot. And, of course, he did sustain injuries and was sent to the hospital after falling off the roof of his house the other day. Luckily for him, his neighbor saw what happened and was able to respond right away. Now, his neighbor is one of the part-time aides that works for Congressman Vern Buchanan. So he happened to be there, and he was working as an Amazon delivery driver, getting ready to go off to work to do his part-time work that he does. But Greg is in the hospital still, and he's progressing along. The people that I talked to in his office said it's okay to send him cards. It's okay to send flowers, whatever it is you want to do. You can go to at Rep Greg Stubbe, spelled S-T-E-U-B-E, on Twitter. Send him a message over there, direct message. He's just liable to answer you, by the way. And a lot of people are paying attention to this young man because he definitely is someone who, down the line, I think is destined for greatness.
Yeah, he's out of ICU, so that's a very good thing.
Yes, yes.
And I think that we'll get some bigger updates on what his recovery will be, but we're very happy that nothing is life-threatening. He's broken a few things, but those can be fixed.
Yep. And I remember when I took my fall 22 feet, it cost me a year of my life, but it is what it is. I went off a ladder, too, just like what he did, only I was at a house fire when that happened. But anyway, let's go with the special prosecutor. Of course, we know that the Biden thing is just lighting up like there's no tomorrow. More and more things keep coming out. We keep hearing about. It's almost like as if this is being done intentional to get rid of Biden. I mean, a lot of people are saying that.
Understand that you've got Karine Jean-Pierre in the White House that's virtually not answering any questions.
Yep.
She's accusing those in the media of being contentious with her when in fact she's being contentious.
Yep.
And there are a lot of those in the media that have expressed a lot of displeasure with her prior to this whole document scandal. And especially now because of the document scandal that she's been not forthcoming and very, in some cases she's almost gotten nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been some complaints by the White House press corps, and rightly so. But when it comes to what's coming out about the Biden operation is, the media is finally deciding that the things that were the Republicans were complaining about early on during the Biden campaign and all the way up to this point, they finally decided that the Republicans were really right. And so they finally got on the same bandwagon, and these things can be verified by things that are on Hunter Biden's laptop.
You bet. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, buddy. We are coming back with Denise Simon right after I tell you that this segment of the program is being brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, starting with the car you're driving or the truck you're driving. Now, they'll also give you coverage, and you can bundle your motorcycle, your ATV, boat, and RV insurance in with your car or your truck, save money there. But where you really, really, seriously save the most money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance all in the same place, put everything together. Then you're going to save a boatload of money. So the word and the place to go to is Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com to find out more. And you can find out who your agent is if you want to go see your agent, or you can also find out how to go about and get that all taken care of right there on the web, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And I hope you save a lot of money. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, there may be a couple of reasons why all of this stuff is happening with Biden right now, and this stuff in Delaware and this stuff at the UPenn campus and whatnot, and in D.C. at the House and whatever. But Democrats realize right now, and they've got to realize, because we do, that Joe Biden is probably the worst candidate in the history of politics, and he's deteriorating right in front of everybody's eyes. I mean, the guy has gotten worse today than what he was last week, the week before, the week before, the week before, the week before. And he walks around like he's in a fog all the time. Do you notice that?
Well, he's clearly not sure-footed with anything, and I don't mean that just because he physically stumbles.
Right.
He's not sure-footed about anything in his administration. But having said that, I think what's the driving point here is the burden that's put on his handlers in this White House. They created their own problem, and now they're having to deal with it in spades in a huge way. And that includes, and I think the one person that may be behind all of this, to be honest with you, is Susan Rice.
Yeah.
I think this woman is a snake. And but having said that, we also have Ron Klain, who's the chief of staff. And, you know, there's things that are going on in this White House that are just not defendable. I mean, nope. you just can't do it. I think one of the big turning points here is the exit out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I think that really was the start of it all. And this is a man who really still has not answered for that. Interestingly enough, this Penn Biden thing, this institute, think tank,
mm-hmm.
was really on foreign policy. And if you think about what has happened in foreign policy, it's under the Biden administration, or under Biden, has been the worst of any really in recent history.
Correct.
Certainly the way that he has not handled and managed the matter of Russia invading Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the relationship and what China is getting away with. And China has a program called Elite Capture. And for your listeners, I suggest that they look at Elite Capture. Now, what is that? China has figured out the people here in the United States that are important roles but can be bought off and are bought off. And we know Joe Biden is completely bought off by China.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Hunter, and so is the other, you know, members of his own family. But it goes beyond that. I mean, if you look at Dianne Feinstein, she mm-hmm. was part of the Elite Capture.
She had her driver.
Eric Swalwell, mm-hmm. part of Elite Capture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also in institutions. And we clearly know that China has infected our schools
mm-hmm.
Under the Confucius Institute, and that's just not in universities. That whole operation goes all the way down into our public school system. They continue to steal from us, and they get away with these kinds of things. They certainly got the way so far without any consequence or repercussions on the pandemic and the Wuhan Institute.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say here is that I don't really care at this point if Biden gets prosecuted or any of this other nonsense with these documents. The bigger story for me is how I hope somebody really goes down the path of the money, the dark money, the hidden money that went into the University of Pennsylvania
mm-hmm.
and how University of Pennsylvania paid Biden, I think, $1 million a year to have his name on this think tank in Washington, D.C. And that will be yet another indicator of how China has infected our country.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is the biggest part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that allow it, including the media, because I think they're just as affected
right.
in all of this as those that are part of what is known as Elite Capture. You got the Confucius Institute. You got the Thousand Talents Program. I suggest that your listeners go take a look at what's happening there. And you'll see that we've got problems, ladies and gentlemen. And for the Biden administration to not tell corporations and our U.S. trade representatives and all the other things to tell U.S. corporations, you had better start weaning yourself and getting out of China. If you don't want to bring the business back to the United States, especially when it comes to manufacturing, we can necessarily understand that. I don't like it, but I can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But put it someplace else. I don't care if it's Taiwan. I don't care if it's Vietnam. I don't care where it goes, but get it out of China. I prefer that they bring it at least into our hemisphere and put it into Latin America so we can stop the other piece of this nonsense,
right,
and that is the whole migrant issue.
Yeah.
But having said that, the whole Biden clan is literally bought and paid for by China, and that's the bigger part of the story to me, and it isn't just about these documents. There's also something called, interestingly enough, the Executive Office of the President.
Mm-hmm.
And the Executive Office of the President has a position there called the Security Officer. And that Security Officer in the Executive Office of the President is the manager of all things classified.
Mm.
And nobody has bothered to contact this person and see what training that there was, what kind of management there was, and what kind of exit operation happened when the Obama administration left. What about these documents? What did these people in the Obama White House do, and that includes Biden himself, with materials that belong to the government? Somebody needs to ask some harder questions on that. Who you ask here at this point, however, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that James Comer and the Oversight Committee will be doing that. The other piece is that the Department of Justice and the FBI were kind of told to stay away on this whole thing, and that's why you have all these private lawyers that were doing the searches for these documents. But when they found these documents, and there may be more out there, we have no idea.
Right.
But when they found these documents, what did they tell the FBI or the Department of Justice? If they told them anything, there should be 302s. And 302s is a recorded exchange or recorded information on what happened. And we haven't heard anything about 302s. But any time the Department of Justice or the FBI interviews anybody, they complete a 302.
Okay, I got to let you go. We've run out of time. And callers, you can hang on if you want. And I'll be right back with more folks. Have yourself a great day up there.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out, see all the different things that she has to offer. You're going to like it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The Federal Aviation Administration is announcing the cause of a major outage that caused thousands of delayed flights earlier this month. The FAA released a statement saying contractors are working on system databases when they unintentionally deleted files used in flight alert systems, causing the outage. The agency said there's no evidence the incident was caused by a cyber attack or done with malicious intent. The system disruption forced the FAA to temporarily ground all domestic flights, leading to nationwide delays and cancellations. President Biden is offering his support to the people of California after storms slammed parts of the state in recent weeks.
The country is here for you and with you. We are not leaving till things are built back and built back better than they were before.
During his trip to the Central Coast on Thursday, Biden said officials are cautiously optimistic that the worst of the storms is over. The series of atmospheric rivers brought heavy flooding and...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance technician and make a lot of money and have a solid career ahead of you. All right, NAA.edu and the website, and they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy is known because of the reputation they have for turning out some of the best aviation maintenance technicians in the business. And that's the way that it's been for a number of years with them. And they're very proud of that and very proud to be able to have that type of reputation in a field where some of these places, it's like a people mill. You run them through for so many days and so many hours, and you throw them out the door, and away they go, and maybe they're trained, and maybe they're not. Well, not at National Aviation Academy. Let me tell you something. Go over to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over there to that website and take a look at the campuses that they've got and what they do. They're located in Clearwater, Florida. They're also at the Clearwater St. Pete Airport with a hangar over there. They're located in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside of Boston. Private airport there. They have an airport hangar there as well and a classroom setting off the airport. But Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, website naa.edu. And then after you get done taking a look at the website, here's what I want you to do. I want you to call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses. Find out what they're all about. You'll be able to talk to not only the students, not only the teachers, but also the people that handle the student loans. And if you are just getting out of the military and you've got your GI Bill and you have got you haven't used it yet, everything's going to be taken care of 100%. That's number one. They'll give you your paperwork to take with you and fill it out and get it all taken care of before you ever even hit the dooryards to see the people at National Aviation. So, again, it's naa.edu, naa.edu, the phone number 800-659-2080. And don't forget, you can reach them, their Clearwater, Florida campus or their Concord, Massachusetts campus. Now, we know that the Ukraine is going to be getting from the United States some Bradley fighting vehicles. Again, I will remind you, they are not a tank. They are a heavy vehicle, but not the size of a tank and not equipped as a tank. They do have a lot of old vulnerabilities, but they're very easy to get around, and they don't sink down as much as the Challenger, let's say, would. And they're also going to be getting some Strikers, we found out yesterday, which are extremely mobile and have worked very well around the world in different places where they've been at. So when that's all going to happen, don't know for sure, but it's in the process right now. I understood that there were some Bradleys that were being loaded up to be shipped over to the Ukraine, and we'll see how that works out. Now, the Army has also announced, you ready for this, guys and gals? A brand new weapon. The Army has also announced a name change for the forthcoming individual service rifle, formerly designated now as the XM5. That is going to replace the M4 carbine. And the Army now plans to call the 6.8mm rifle the XM7. So we've gone from XM5 to XM7 with 6.8mm ammunition to go on the rifle. Okay. Jury's out on that yet. I haven't fired it, but I will be, and I'll let you know. Now, the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has rescinded the vaccine mandate from earlier this month. He's getting a little bit of flack about that. The Navy has officially stopped booting and disciplining COVID vaccine refusers. And there's a lawsuit in place right now to see to it that the people that were tossed out give the opportunity to come back in with back pay. And I think that needs to be done sooner rather than later. Now, a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that was successfully used to carry astronauts into the International Space Station back in October, found a second life Wednesday morning, launching a GPS-3 satellite in support of the U.S. Space Force's positioning, navigation, and timing mission. So they went back up on a recycled mission, and hopefully everything will work out fine there with that. Finally, the Army has doubled down on retention for fiscal 2023 amidst the recruiting woes that they've had. After missing the congressionally authorized end strength number by some 20,000 in fiscal 2022 due to faltering recruiting,
The Army is betting more on what's been working. Retention to bolster its falling numbers. Now, the service's top general, General Milley, last week said that they were going to continue to be all you can be in the Army, that expression that they've come brought back, be all that you can be in the Army. There you go. That's catchy. Back in the day, that was something that everybody took a lot of pride with them. By the way, the U.S. Air Force is going to drop the F-22 from a communications prototyping effort closely tied to the Advanced Battle Management System as the service works to pare down inventory on all of the aging aircraft they've got out there and start taking pieces and parts off them to be used and revamped in the newer aircraft they've got out there. All right, and then finally, one last little thing, and then I'm going to go to a phone line. It's back. Two congressmen want to thank Americans, or want Americans to thank the troops for their freedom. Two congressmen are once again urging Americans to express support to the troops and veterans by saying, thank you for our freedom, instead of thank you for your service. I'm in on that one. I'm all in on that one. I'll start saying that right now. Thank you for our freedom. All right, let's go to the phone line. Caller, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for my call. It's Eric. Hey, real quick, I was listening to Miss Denise called in when she and I got a cup of coffee, but here's the thing. She brought up several good points, in my opinion, and the elite capture angle from China. They are all over the Western Hemisphere. They are all over the Southern Hemisphere.
Of course
hemisphere.
They are, and they have been regarding for 40 years. 40 years.
40-plus years.
Yeah.
Now, this may not factor into things. People may not pay attention, but they are almost, how should I say, a hell-bent on converting the five eyes, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United States, and Great Britain. Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, just recently announced her resignation to take effect in the first week of February.
Mm-hmm.
She has been under investigation from her opposition party regarding her ties to the CCP. There are numerous ministers of parliament in Australia that are under investigation for their ties
yep.
to the CCP.
Yep.
And we all know about Justin Trudeau and his affection for Xi Jinping and you know the Communist Party of China. So this I don't say it's not new, but they're also all over South America.
Yeah.
There's a market from Honduras to Bolivia now, especially in Brazil. Now everybody you know the Lula effect that's going on in Brazil. They're all over that, and I think it's something that it's not unique to the United States. In that we're the last, how should I say, the capstone of the pyramid that they're going after and all this stuff. And as far as she had also brought up the security officer angle
yep.
with Joe Biden and the Chinese angle with Hunter Biden, I'd question that in the chat room. I'm not the only one, but I've questioned that in the chat room. Where,
okay, but you've run out of time because you're going to get cut off here.
Well, here's the thing. Those facilities are inspected by the defense.
All right, you just got cut off. I'm sorry about that, Eric, but our computer cuts people off right now because we're going to a break, coming into another break. So call back if you want to. Otherwise, I got to keep on trucking, as they say, with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you so very much for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for all the great comments we got. Eric, I'm sorry about that, but that computer cuts you off when you reach that certain point. There's nothing I can do about it. But anyway, if you folks love the feel of a high-end SUV, let me tell you about Moss Acura. Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And by the way, for all you folks listening outside the state of Florida and whatnot, we've got a lot of people that drive down here. And they come down here, and while they're down here, they will buy a new car or a new truck. Or maybe they'll drive one that's certified pre-owned as well. From Moss Family Automotive, either the Acura dealership, which is what we're talking about, or the Nissan dealerships. And the reason they do it is because of the taxes they'll save. That's number one. Number two, it's also because of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT, a firefighter, or a police officer, and church pastors too, will be afforded tremendous deals on the vehicles they're looking at, either new or certified pre-owned. Now, Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, is located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, side by side. Can't miss them, right there together. So check them out, and while you're looking at them, don't forget that your Moss Acura will also come with Moss Care for free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. That's all great positive news, too, when it comes to this grand scheme of things. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, but my God,
Is somebody trying to remove the president from office and replace him with someone else before his term is up?
I don't know. A lot of conspiracy theories out there, and stuff is written. I don't like playing into any of that unless there's anything actually dealing with facts that come out. I mean, I've heard it from various different people. Want to put this one in, that one in. Joe Rogan on his podcast speculated that that the Democrats planted the documents because they wanted them out. I don't know. I really don't. Now we've got fish to fry here in this country, as far as I'm concerned. Debt ceiling issue that's going on, and Democrats are unwilling to wheel and deal. And we're going to be dealing with this, and it's not good for the overall economy. We're going to be dealing with it all the way up until summertime.
Well, I don't know either, but there's a lot of coincidences that are too obvious to ignore. One of them is the fact that yesterday we got the latest ratings for the president's job approval, and they were at the lowest level they've been since he's been president. And that's not good, especially under any circumstance, to hear all this other stuff that's going on. But of all things to have happen, and I've heard this before, it's not the first time, they're talking about, so we get rid of Joe, Kamala becomes the president, then we bring in Pete Buttigieg as the vice president, because he's going to be around to be the vice presidential candidate when they bring in the next person, which Kamala's going to say, well, no, I don't want to be the president, I'm going to retire, go off in the sunset and whatever, and they're going to give her a boatload of money to do that. But Michelle Obama's name came up again.
I highly doubt it. She didn't like being the first lady. She didn't like really much of the Washington scene. They're already enormously wealthy. I've got homes here, there, and everywhere. I don't see that happening in a million years. I think this is clickbait. I think there's a lot of people just trying to come up with stories to get people excited like a soap opera. Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening.
Well, what I think is going to happen is one of the players in the game is going to be Gavin Newsom.
Well, he was talking about running before, maybe. I don't know. I got a lot, you're going to win California anyway. They mm-hmm. usually like to people, from states that sometimes are, like purple, that could go either way, to try to, win that state. I don't know. Easy to take him apart, but it was also easy to take Joe Biden apart. At this point in time, you got a concern. Republicans shouldn't worry about who's running on the Democrat side. They should worry about who they're going to put up for office, because the people that they put up this last time around, that didn't fare too well. That's for sure.
No, and everybody knows that. And trust me, you got to vet these people better. That's number one. And it's left.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's left up to the. I hit the cough button. It's left up to the people, the party, to vet these candidates, and they didn't do a good job last time, for the most part. Now, what is going on over in Davos? There's all types of different directions this thing is going here lately.
Well, in Davos, I make fun of this like it's a James Bond villain convention in many ways, but mm-hmm. it's basically you're going to see what the elites and the powers that be, what their sales pitch, what the narrative pitch is going to be for them, for the upcoming year and what they're trying to push forward. And obviously, a lot of climate change stuff there on the agenda. It was interesting. You had Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan talking about, talking about these things, but the real concern should be what's going on in the Ukraine and Russia, and how that could affect the world for the next 100 years. They can say and they can do what they want, and they're going to have their parties. And like I said, it's a lot of vodka, hookers, and caviar from what the sounds of things. But I don't know if you're going to get much of the world to buy into what they're doing. They pitched a lot of stuff, and it's been rejected soundly. So, they can have their little confab and see what the push is going to be. But, I think that most aren't really paying attention anymore.
Well, now it's become pretty obvious that that's indeed the case. By the way, the Federal Reserve Vice Chair Brainard yesterday noted that recent reports show that high inflation still in the United States is starting to cool. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that it's starting. I mean, certain areas, absolutely. Other areas, like I said, you know, that you can't really do anything about, such as, you know, the eggs. Fed can't do anything about that yet. Avian flu, that's an issue. We've got more regulatory problems right now when it comes to inflation than the Fed. And, you know, again, it's interesting. You know, we talk about the drought that took place in Cal. It's been going on in California for some time. And they just had all of this rain there. They didn't capture the water
nope.
in reservoirs. They didn't plan to do this. 96% of the water goes out to sea.
That's right.
And that, if you did that, you know, it actually would be anti-inflationary. They call California, you know, the salad bowl for the country because it's where all the lettuce is coming from and everything that goes along with that. I mean, it's regulations and nonsense that don't let us build the proper infrastructure and the things that we need to bring prices down. You know, the reason why, you know, one of the reasons why food is so expensive here in this country, it shouldn't be this way.
Well, all of that is true. And one has to wonder when you see and you hear about all this, we don't seem to be able to get our heads together to be uniform in our support one way or the other here. We go, some people go one direction, some people go another direction.
Well, we can't get anything approved. Again, this was actually an interview I saw that was taking place at Davos. Oliver Stone is there, and he's pushing a documentary and basically going off on environmentalists in regards to their pushback for nuclear energy. And, you know, when asked about this, some of the people that would be doing financing for nuclear projects, they said, no, you can't do it because the permitting process takes too long. It takes too long to get anything done. You know, mm-hmm. you got to get lawsuits, and you know that's the cost that you know people that would fund these things, they don't want to provide. It's going to take 10 to 15 years even before we get started. I was talking about this on my podcast. There was a story out of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They found this massive rare earth minerals deposit within their country. It's the largest in Europe. It's huge. And then you continue to read the article, the permitting process to get anything going is going to take 10 to 15 years. 10 to 15 years, that's nuts.
Good Lord.
To get even started or going, but that's the way it is. And that those costs, because of that, they add, you know, that's inflationary. I mean, we pay for all of that.
Yeah, there used to be ways to speed that up, but I'm not sure that they even have those anymore. Let's throw a new word out there because you're going to be going on the weekend, so you can think about this all weekend long until Monday. The new word out there is not going to be woke anymore. It's going to be normalcy.
Normalcy.
Yeah, and I'll explain why on Monday.
Okay.
That came up down here in Florida with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He's coined the phrase.
All right.
Normalcy. Yep. All right, listen, you have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy yourself, and I hope your team wins.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. The website. Go over there. Check it out. Find out all the great things that he's doing. And get in on the mix. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can...
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.